You're listening to WHFR Dearborn.
Please join WHFR for summertime fun with great music, good food as WHFR.FM. Independent non-commercial radio 89.3 and the Detroit Blues Society present Ladies Sing the Blues at Hastings Street Ballroom, 2 p.m. till 6 p.m. on Sunday, June 25th. Thornetta Davis.
Now you're working hard, are we? Just to pay your bills. You got enough to cover two drinks and have some thrills.
Eliza Neals with special guest Howard Glazier.
Trying to put a jinx on me.
And Alicia Marie. Ladies Sing the Blues on Sunday, June 25th, 2 p.m. till 6 at the Hastings Street Ballroom, 715 East Milwaukee in Detroit. $15 general admission for adults 21 and over. Smoky Roads Barbecue and beverages also available for extra costs. Please join WHFR for Station Making Waves.
Ambient. Experimental. Avant. Music Concrete. And Noise. Hi, I'm Scott Boatwright. Every Thursdays from 12 until 2 p.m., I bring you Sounds from the Corridor. From the quiet and relaxing to the loud and unsettling. I play sounds in the abstract on WHFR 89.3 FM, www.whfr.fm on the internet. That's Sounds from the Corridor every Thursdays from noon until 2 p.m. only on the station Making Waves, WHFR Dearborn.
The 5101 Restaurant is Henry Ford College's innovative on-campus dining experience. The restaurant is operated by students and staff of HSC's
WHFR Dearborn.
All right, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn. It's time for the live performance. We have the frickin' Zots in the studio. How are you, folks?
Hey now, how you doing?
Bobby, Sean, and new guy, Toby. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
That's good, man. Thanks for coming down.
Thanks for having us.
Our pleasure.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to Saturday. That's going to be an awesome show.
That's going to be a great show. Great lineup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so, too.
For a great cause, too.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Why don't we get started?
Sure thing. Guys ready? This one calls Face Down.
One, two, three, four. Take away my gray hair. You're such a liar. Yeah, you're telling stories that can't be true. Like a vampire. You never, ever, ever got a clue. Yeah, everybody.
one day you came a knocking on my door. Black magic's got the caps on you. Wow. Cadillac, you. But I could have put it up with you. Now I despise you. I thought that I'm gonna take it through. You're such a liar. Yeah, you're telling stories that it can't be true. Like a vampire. You never, ever, ever tell the truth, yeah. And one day you came a knocking on my door. Black magic called the cops on you. Wow. And if I find you someday, face down on the floor. Black magic throws up your yeah. Wow.
All right, we are listening to the Zots performing live for Live from Studio J here at WHFR.FM, the station making waves, broadcasting live from Henry Ford College in Dearborn, Michigan. Oh, it's great to see you guys again.
So great to see you, Scott. Thanks for having us on again, man. This is great.
Oh, I always have fun when you guys come on. You're like an alumni now.
It's our third time, I believe.
Third time's a charm.
Yeah.
You're not getting any money out of us, though, so sorry.
Except for Toby.
Just Toby's first.
So how is it working with these guys, Toby?
Oh, these guys are great. They're a lot of fun. They're awesome rockers. They take the game seriously. I'm really, really happy to be in this band.
That's cool.
We're
That's
very
awesome.
Happy to have him.
Yeah.
So you guys been at it overall for what, about 2 years, yes, approximately, ballpark?
Yes, it's coming up on 2 years here, yep, pretty soon.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's great. And then we have that show coming up Saturday night at PJ's Lager House.
Right on.
Oh,
right,
my
place.
God.
Can't wait. Too.
It's the Zots, the Seatbelts. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Seatbelts.
Caveman Woodman and Bam Bam. Have you ever seen those guys perform?
They're
yes,
awesome.
We have, and they're awesome.
They're great.
The Rogue Satellites, another great band. And Zombie Jesus and the Chocolate Sunshine Band.
Just the name alone right there.
I'm dying over that name. That's the best band name ever.
I can't remember. The last time I had them on the radio, it's like I said their name correct about the first like 8 times, and then I couldn't do it after that. It was just like, blah, 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 you know?
What is it? Chocolate Jesus? And what was it?
Zombie Jesus. The Chocolate Sunshine Band.
It's just right there. Zombie Jesus right there. That's...
Zombies, Jesus,
the original Walking Dead,
chocolate,
yeah,
sunshine, a band. I mean,
ZJCSS.
So this is a benefit to fund the pressing of the vinyl of an indie compilation that's going to feature all of you that are playing Saturday and other great bands, including the Mugs, the Beggars, the Dogs, the Blue Flowers. I might be missing somebody, but forgive me if I do.
that's a great lineup, man.
Yeah. I just, I'm so happy to put this together. I'm glad you're part of it. And there's so many great local bands in Detroit. There really is.
Yes, there are. There's so many.
I've gone to other cities, and I've been, like, disappointed, seriously. I mean, I'm not saying there's no good bands in other cities, but not like Detroit.
Detroit has it in abundance.
Yes.
They do. I mean, there's so many. I would love to go see them every weekend, but you got to pick and choose, you know, and everybody's playing on top of each other. And there's a lot of times we play shows, and we can't go see people we like or our friends' bands, and we're like, oh, what do? You know, we just guess you just do what you can, you know. Unless you're rich and you just go out every night, you know.
Catch you next time.
Well, I say the same thing to the bands that come and play on my show. It's like, you know, I'd have to clone myself out like 7 or 8 times to catch everybody. There's no way to do it.
There's so much great talent. There's so much underground scenes great. You know, the mainstream people are great. You know, just, you know, there's so much out there. Detroit's just overwhelming with talent.
Yeah,
and I think people are very conscious of being a part of a historic music scene. I mean, Detroit goes back decades and decades and decades, and I kind of feel proud that I'm a musician in Detroit.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well, think about it. You have Motown, you have techno, you have Iggy Pop and the Stooges, have MC5, you have all kinds of stuff. It's just ridiculous.
So many people. Alice Cooper, he's from Detroit. I mean, somewhat. Seeger, Nugent, all those people like that. The mainstream ones, you know.
Yeah.
Mr. White.
Mr. White, there you go.
Yeah. Eminem. I mean.
Oh, yeah, Eminem.
He's making a big name for himself in Detroit here, Jack White is, with the
Third Man Records.
Yeah, and stuff like that. And he's doing a lot of promotional stuff with people and, you know, getting them started and doing great stuff. You know, there's a lot of good stuff coming up in the city, you know.
Yeah.
I'd love to see the rebirth of it and see the see what future has in store.
I would too, definitely. Hopefully I'll live that long.
Same here. Every day's a blessing, I tell you, brother.
Tomorrow is not promised.
All right, let's do another one.
All right, you guys ready? Yep. This one's called I Know. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you.
All right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Live in the studio is the Zots.
Woo.
All right. Okay. Out of the playlist here, what are new songs?
We got Pictures of You. That's a new song.
Okay.
And then we have Misery down there towards the bottom.
All right. You got a new release coming out soon or working on? Or?
Well, we just recorded the song for the compilation.
Of course.
CD. That was the we went to the studio a couple weeks back and recorded a pretty awesome track there. Yeah.
Thank you again for that.
Oh, thank you for inspiring us to do it.
Yeah, got us off our.
We're like, oh, it's coming up. We better get on it. You know,
it was just a little push, like, hey, we got to do this, right?
And then it was done in like a week. We're like, oh, okay, let's do this.
All right, okay. In case somebody hasn't heard you on this show before, introduce yourselves if you don't mind.
Ladies first.
I'm Sean, the drummer.
Ha cha cha cha.
I'm Toby, the bass player.
And I'm Bobby, the singer slash guitar something another.
All right. Okay. Do you have any other shows coming up besides Saturday?
Yes, we have one May 5th, is it?
May 13th.
I'm sorry. God, where am I at? May 5th is the DMA Awards. That's right.
Yeah.
May 13th.
Yeah, we're not playing that.
Yeah, we're not playing that. We might show up, though. Maybe. I don't know. May 13th at the Maidstone in Ypsilanti.
Yep.
Okay.
And then we got, go ahead, you know.
June 3rd at
Peace Fest.
Yeah. And that's in Waterford. Then August 12th at the Fine Art Festival.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Where's that at?
That's going to be at the Stonehouse this year. I think it was there last year, too, but it's a semi-new location.
Stonehouse.
I think it's by the State Fairgrounds, mm-hmm. The old State Fairgrounds.
Yep. That's my old neighborhood.
Woodward,
I grew up there.
In, 8 Mile area?
Like
yeah.
That. It's at your old house, man.
No, I grew up there. I could really? I could walk to the State Fair from my house.
Oh, man.
I think I know exactly where that's at. I grew up at John R. and 7 Mile.
All right.
Yeah.
That area. Back in the day, it was nicer.
No, even back then it wasn't. Trust me, I had to run for my life more than once.
Oh,
geez.
Oh, that's sad.
Good times.
Oh, yeah. I had fun. But it taught me about life, though.
Yeah, this is true. You better learn how to run through life.
You got some exercise. Hey.
Or face people, you know. Right. Stare them down like, hey, no, that's not happening.
Mine would always find me. They'd always hunt me down and find me somewhere.
Yeah.
I could be in a bomb shelter somewhere. They'd be tapping on the door.
Bobby.
I'm coming to get you.
Yeah, we used to have fires like almost every Saturday night in my neighborhood.
Was it like
house fires? House fires, yeah.
Like a car fire?
No, house fires.
Did you make s'mores?
So weekly house fire.
See, I wasn't old enough to think about that, you know? I was like, oh, shoot.
Make the best of a bad situation.
All right.
Roast some wieners.
So we got Remember Now?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's do it.
You guys ready? Yep. 1, 2, 3, 4.
We're laughing about all the times that we hate, all the food of the pain, and everything that we don't think that we remember. Remember. You
WHFR, thanks for having us here. We're at Zots. Come and see us Saturday at PJ's Lager House. Got Shawnee on the drums, Toby on the bass guitar. You got me on the guitar. Man, it's getting hot here. Well, it gets hot. Well, it gets so not hot when you don't know what you got. And did it all and you said, remember, you always. Well, I don't know just what you're going through. Because I'm so sorry, I'm so high about you. And I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Because I'm so sorry, I'm so high about you.
Live from Studio J, WHFR.FM, the station making waves with the Zots. Remember, okay. We got one coming up called Unfriended.
Yes, sir.
What's that about?
It's about being unfriended. It's about...
Well, I mean, somebody in particular, or...
You know, a lot of people, you know, you just... nowadays, you just look at somebody wrong and you're unfriended, especially like on that thing called the Facebook, you know.
Oh, I wanted to bring that up. Hey, Sean.
Yes.
Can't hear you.
Yes.
There you go. You have such a sexy voice. Anyway.
Yes.
I just wanted to bring that up. You are as sick of that top 10 list as I am.
Smack. That was a funny picture. I had to share it.
I just kept scrolling, and everybody I knew was...
I know. I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, you know, I don't...
It's fun, but...
Yeah,
you
go ahead.
4,000 people, you know.
Yeah.
All doing it.
Well, you're probably like me, you know. I've got like 4,400 friends, so it's like I've got like 500 of those, you know. And I keep, you know how you can like pick the choice to hide the post?
And, yeah.
It's not getting rid of them.
And, you know, really, does anybody really care whose bands people seen, really?
Well, I mean.
I didn't see our band, so I don't really, you know.
I think it should be only for local bands. What do you think?
Well, let's just start that one. Start a thread.
Yeah. But, local bands you've seen. But nobody cares that you've seen The Who or Kiss or, you know, whatever, you know. Everybody's seen those bands.
Yeah. I was trying to think of the ones I've seen. I'm like, well, everybody's seen these guys, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
I try not to get on that Facebook thing too much. I go in there and I scroll through it real fast and maybe make a post here and there and then I'm out of there.
Well, yeah. It's pretty much my line of communication, the only reason why I go on there for the most part. But
sure,
yeah,
sure.
I just can't wait until that thing is done. Oh, my God.
it's a good opportunity to meet people you would normally not meet, though.
Exactly.
Like other countries
true.
And it's...
Oh, yeah.
I just wish that...
It's a world a little smaller.
If you had... 5,000 friends, you sent them, you made a post, it went to 5,000 friends,
yeah.
And not only like 10%.
Yeah.
That's what they say, 10% gets the of your friends list.
And it's always people that you don't need to contact about it. It's the other people. You know?
It's the people out of the country.
Oh, yeah, come to my show. Well, I live in Japan, you know.
Yeah. I've done that. I've sent out invites before. I just tagged everybody. I just, oh, you're in Brazil? I don't care.
All right, let's do Unfriended.
Unfriended. Guys, ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
I woke up this morning and I could hardly get out of bed. When though I logged into the Facebook, I was through pain in the head. You said that you had a thought of what that thought was comfortable to be around you. When it's not true and we're not friends anymore, yeah. I see someone you don't like, and I see through their disguise. And if I was the one that's scary, well now that's all right by me. You know that you're the one that's so messed up. Well, why don't you just go and unfriend me? I didn't like your picture, now I'm unfriended. I didn't play those games, it's too demanding. Didn't like the same thing that you do. I know you're gonna go every two. Maybe I'm a bad guy. You telling me I lied. I know I should. Someone you can't see, and I see through the disguise. And if I was the one that's guilty, well now that's all right by me. You know that you're the one that's so messed up. Well, why don't you just go and unfriend me? I didn't like your picture, now I'm unfriended. You play those games and do demanding. I didn't like the same thing that you do. I know you're gonna go where I'm from it too.
Right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Are we sweating yet?
Just a tad.
Just a tad.
It's not rock and roll if you don't sweat.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
Our zats are getting sticky in the moisture.
Oh, I see. Is that one of our mugs you're using?
No, no. No, it's not.
Oh, I thought it was one of the mugs that I gave you.
Did you give me a mug?
Yes.
Yeah.
I had a mug and I didn't bring it.
I can give you another one if you want.
Apparently I have one. She said I have one.
Okay. Well, I got to give Toby a mug.
Oh, yeah. I'd love
Toby
a mug. Probably like
one. Yeah. You still have yours, Sean?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Those are really good mugs, though.
They're great.
This is the only one that fits into my coffee maker.
Ah, I see.
It keeps my water warm or cold all day.
Yeah.
Not that it's coffee in there, but whatever. Coffee with a little shot of liqueur.
Oh, well, we won't tell anybody. Or actually, we already told everybody. Oh, well.
Ah, they don't care.
What are you going to do?
Nobody cares. Is there anybody really listening? If you're listening out there, everybody call in right now. Everybody.
Everybody.
Let's flood the phone lines.
All right. Forgive me. The next song, it's one of my favorites. Who originally did that? Ramrod.
The Ramrods.
Oh, okay.
The actual band called the Ramrods.
Oh, my God.
An eponymous?
They wrote a song about themselves, I guess. No. It's... We did that. But no, it's, yeah, it was, God, who was in that? Sean, you know better than me.
Mr. Ramrod?
Mr. Ramrod.
Wasn't it?
And all the little Ramrods.
God, we got a chance to play with some of those guys PJs one night. Yeah, my mind's not working too good. I got to remember too much right here. But anyways, that's
was that idea. The Garage Punk review?
Yes, it was. Yes.
Okay. They got a new one coming up in August.
Right, yeah. Sue Summer Show, I think it is.
Yeah. Are you going to be part of that? Or?
No. I think that's more the old, the older... Yeah, Grandy Ballroom type people, maybe, or just older.
Well, you guys are way too young for that, right?
That's more like the 70s punk scene. Punk
yeah, band. You guys are way too young for that.
I don't know, maybe. I'm not.
Strictly 80s, man.
I'll admit it, I'm not. I'm old. I'm old as dirt.
You know what, though? When we get older, we get better. And I think we rock
I'm still
even.
Waiting.
I think we rock even better when we get older. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I think mentally we do, but I think our bodies just can't keep up with us sometimes.
Well, we can't mosh anymore, but we can definitely rock.
You know, I tried to do that not too long ago. I thought I was going to die. Oh, my God. It was like these kids are, like, taller than me now and bigger, and it's like they're pummeling me.
We got to see all the cool bands before they died.
Yeah. This is true. This is true.
Listed them
not much
Facebook.
Left anymore.
Yeah, there's a few left, but yeah, you're right. We got to see the great bands.
The great ones.
You know, the ones they have coming out now, whatever.
Yeah, I don't care about the Three Doors Down 25-year reunion. You know? I don't know. Nothing against them, but...
No.
You know, whatever.
But, yeah.
It's not like Zeppelin or Who or, you know, New York Dolls or Ramones.
Black Sabbath.
Or Black Sabbath. They just gave up, didn't they? They just quit, didn't they?
They just finally did.
Damn.
I got to see him for the final tour. That was awesome. All right, let's do Ramrod.
Ramrod.
Ramrod, You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live in the studio. Jay, we have the Zots. I'm looking online. I'm confused here, but I think it's right. The Ramrods, rock quartet from Connecticut originally, but formed in Detroit.
Oh, that's possible.
The lead guitarist was Vincent Bell Lee, and the drummer and singer was Claire Lane.
I don't think that's them.
I think there were more than one Ramrod. I think there was a surf band, Ramrods.
Okay, I think that's probably what it is.
Yeah.
It's confusing.
Is it Tom
Ness? Yeah.
It's a really good name. You know? I'm sure
was it Tom Ness?
Sure there
are
many Ramrods out there.
Okay. I'll keep looking. I'll figure it out. Maybe I should
look under Ramrod Baby.
But it was a Detroit band, right?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Okay. Yeah, I'll keep looking. Anyway, let's see. What else?
Yeah, I was trying to find it.
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
All right.
Actually, I just seen on
a
Facebook.
Former Ramrod, please call in.
Yeah. I just seen on Facebook, I think it was maybe Circus Boy playing Ramrod.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
Huh. Mike JT must have had fun playing with us.
Okay. All right, so the next one is Pictures of You.
Yes.
It's not a cover of the Cure song, is it?
No.
Hey, you never know. Sometimes punk bands will do stuff like that, you know?
I didn't even think they had I forgot about that song, yeah. Hopefully this one was totally different from that one.
Yeah.
You guys ready? Yep. 1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is live from Studio J, and live in the studio is the Zots. And They're going to be playing at PJ's Lager House this Saturday night. It's a benefit for WHFR for an indie compilation that will hopefully be coming out sometime in August. And lots of great bands playing that night. You have the Zots, you have the Seatbelts, you have Rogue Satellites, you have Caveman Woodman and Bam Bam, and Zombie Jesus and the Chocolate Sunshine Band. Ooh, I said it right this time, too.
That's a great
Bravo.
Name.
Oh, man. It's such a challenge to say that name.
You got to be on the game, man.
I guess they're changing their name. I forgot what it's going to be. Oh,
seriously?
Yeah. I think it's, well, it doesn't matter.
If it's not broken, don't fix it.
I know, but... You know, sometimes I just say, you know, come on, you know, how is somebody supposed to say that on the radio?
Yeah, it's awful lot of letters to put on a marquee. You know?
Yeah, I was going to say.
But the Zots? Oh, I could do that all day long.
Short and sweet.
Put it on a pizza box, man.
So that's an Italian candy, right?
Correct.
Originally?
Yeah, it's we're finding out recently it's a lot more than that.
Is it?
It's actually has something to do with some Mayan culture and down in South America. And
really?
Yeah. We came across this movie, the Zots movie. It's an actual Zots movie. You should check it out. Starring Tom Poston. This is from like 1962. One of the it's a horrible B movie, but but then I started looking up stuff on online and found out more that there's more to it, and some of that stuff in the movie was actually right. You know that they were referencing.
Hmm.
Yeah, so it's
interesting,
but it's a longer word, but the Zots is part of the word. I forgot what the actual word is. But,
oh, okay. What was it about though? Where did it come from?
Well, the actual wording is like South American from, down in, Incan, I think that's what it is. Not, what did I say? Himalayas or something. Incan.
It's Mayan.
Mayan. Right. Incan. Yeah. Whatever. Right. I'm kind of scrambling the brains right now.
but what was it referencing though?
I can't really remember.
You're gonna have to do your homework.
I got it.
Come
on. I should have all this stuff written down.
It's the name of your band, for crying out loud.
That's why we just took it from our name. We didn't know there was more to it than that. And then the candy came along. We're like, hey, we got a candy. We could market it a little bit. And then we found out there's a movie, and there's this necklace, and there's all this other stuff. And
the Illuminati are connected somehow.
It's not demonic, is it?
It might be. It's possible. I'm not going to deny anything right now.
There
might be something that has to do with that. Mystical
Strange
arts.
Things have happened at rehearsal.
Yeah. All right. What to do now? Oh, let's play that song, right?
I was like, let's play a song. That's what we'll do now. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Working every day for a Saturday night. We'll try to find a body, gonna do it right. We're fools, but I'm a learning night. I'm looking for some action. But it's going to be never the time. Well, I gotta go out and gotta get in line. And I try to do what I want to take the reaction. Well, I don't know just what I'm gonna do now. Well, I don't care, everybody's late. Hey, then I need it, leave it up to you.
Right. Okay. In case people weren't listening at the very beginning, once again, besides Saturday night at PJ's Lager House, obviously, any shows coming up, and then how do we get your music? Any the avenues?
The Facebook is a good place to check out.
Okay.
Sean, you know a bunch of other places we've got.
Every place available is where we're at.
SoundCloud, Reverb Nation. No SoundCloud? No.
We're on CD Baby.
CD Baby.
We're on SoundCloud. We're on Reverb Nation. We're on Spotify. We're on Bandmix. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
There you go.
The question is, where can you get away from us?
And now on WHO.
Yeah, we're on the radio.
You can't get away from them. That's the point, right? All right. And then the other shows after Saturday?
May 13th at the Maidstone in Ypsilanti. With who are we with?
We will be playing with
the Impaler.
Dangerous the Pleasure featuring the Impaler, a long time.
The Impaler.
Impaler is
cool.
Still out there swinging.
He's still around. Back.
That's where we stole Toby from.
Yeah, I was with Dangerous Pleasure for a time.
Okay.
People trade players all the time.
True.
Zot's got me.
It's like baseball.
Yeah.
Exactly. I was a free agent. I don't know what round. Pretty far down there.
You're just beginning.
And then after that?
June 3rd, Peace Fest. We are going on at 5 o'clock, I believe, right after the Rat Rods.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, another good local band awesome. There. Check out the Rat Rods, everybody.
And Peace Fest is at where?
The L.A. Cafe in Waterford. I think it's on Dixie Highway.
Okay.
It's
okay.
A big piece and art festival. Mm-hmm. Music.
Yeah, there's going to be art and crafts to buy, so bring money.
And then August 12th at the Fine Art Festival.
At the Stonehouse.
At Stonehouse.
In Detroit.
Mm-hmm. Detroit.
In the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
But don't be afraid. It's okay.
There'll be lots of people in
art. And his mama cried.
All right. Let's do another one.
You ready for another one?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. This one's the song we're going to have on the compilation. So get out of my way. You guys ready?
Yeah. Yeah, be out my way, yeah, yeah. Everyone's fucking me, everyone's fucking me.
my suitcase. Be out of my way, yeah, yeah, cause I don't take it. No, I don't take it. I'm gonna make it. Be out of my way. No, I don't take it. No, I don't make it. I'm gonna make it. Be out of my way.
All right. I'm out of your way. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with the Zots. Awesome band that's going to be playing Saturday at PJ's Lager House, part of the WHFR benefit for an indie compilation coming out later this summer. All right.
Everybody get out there. It's a great place to see bands at.
It is. And PJ's a very nice man. He's very supportive of rock and roll.
Very
and,
much, yeah.
Yeah.
They got
great
a back
guy.
Patio.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a back patio. He's got the record store in the basement. They got great food. If you're, you know, if you're hungry, you come for dinner, late dinner.
Beer selection is top shelf.
Yep.
Yep. Whether you're a meat eater or a vegetarian, you get either one.
Right on. Yeah.
That's always a good thing. All right. Well, yeah. Let's see. We got about 12 more minutes. We got three more songs. That should be about right, huh? You think?
Yeah.
That should be able to get in under the wire.
Under the wire. Well, even if we finish a minute or so late, that's cool too. You know, it depends. Anyway.
We'll speed them up.
Oh, no, you don't got to do that. All right, so this is a song called Misery. What is that about?
Just about getting stuck in a relationship with somebody that just makes you miserable, you know? I mean, why are you going to be, you know, wasting precious time in your life to be with people that just, you know, make you miserable?
Well, you wouldn't know about that.
No, we're going on.
How did you get an inspiration for a song like that? You don't even.
Oh, this one goes way back. I wrote this many, many moons ago.
Okay.
And it was... Yeah, I never recorded it, and so it just seemed like a good song when I broke it off to these guys, and we just kind of took to it pretty quickly, and seemed like it goes over good at the shows, and I said, all right, we'll just keep it in the set.
Well, I mean, you and Sean have been together, what, like how many years?
Forever.
Since the Incan days.
It's been going on 20 years. Well, it's 20 years at least together.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. Gosh, seems like yesterday.
So you wrote it before then?
Yes.
Wow. That's an old song.
It's an old song, but for some reason, it stands the test of time, you know?
Well, who
can't relate to being in a bad relationship?
Well, what's that that old saying, you got to kiss many frogs or something like that?
Many frogs.
Yeah.
Or lick the frogs, yeah.
You know, before you find the right, you know, one.
Oh, before you find your Prince Charming or something like that.
Yeah.
You gotta look for something correct. I actually heard that before. See, that means I'm old. I know that old saying.
Yeah. But we're not that old. Come on. Get over it.
You're as old as you feel. You
yep.
Know? I mean, some days I feel 20, some days I feel 60, you know. Some days I feel 160.
Just yeah.
Today I'm about 37. I don't know, maybe.
All right, let's do Misery.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
When I don't get so lonely, that I don't never wanna stop. We say, like the money, we love the telecast. When I don't think that a money's gonna get you very far. Oh, well, I know, oh, well, I know, I'm about to go. Well, I'm gonna sing, yeah. Am I gonna spend my life in misery with you? No. Well, I don't get too excited now, and I'll never get too far.
Right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is Otz. All right. We might as well keep it going. We got to squeeze in two more, right? Million miles away.
This one's old cover. Ready? One, two, three. Oh, you started, don't you? Yeah, okay, she starts it.
Friday night, just got back to heaven, eyes closed. Really prepared. About you, radio play. She's got to prove it, you're the reason to stay. I'm in a different place. Realize I was falling off the face of the world. And there was nothing left to bring me back, cause you're a million miles away. Million miles away, yeah. And there's nothing left to bring me back today. All the places we used to go, all the places that we used to know. Mama walks up in the looking glass, trying to hold on to the hand of the past and you. And there was nothing left to bring me back, cause you're a million miles away.
Once again, the Zots live in the studio. Make sure you come down to PJ's Lager House in Corktown on Michigan Avenue this Saturday night, playing with the Seatbelts, Caveman Woodman and Bam Bam, Rogue Satellites, and see, I finally screwed it up. Zombie Jesus and the Chocolate Sunshine Band. Yep. All right. Thank you so much again for coming down and playing for us. Thank you so much for being part of the show Saturday. Thank you so much for the compilation track.
Thank you for having me.
Mr.
Yes, Scott. Thank you. Thanks, WHFR, for having us do, you know, come in the studio here with you, and you know, you having us in, and you're a great friend to the bands in Detroit. You know,
yeah,
you do a lot for local music.
It's my pleasure. I love it. Okay.
Thank you so much for including us in the compilation. It's an honor, really.
All right.
For sure.
Okay, we got one more. We got Brat, huh?
One with a good old Ramones song.
All
That's
right.
What got us started.
Okay, cool.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Don't rap. Baseball bat. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh oh. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh oh. What can do?
We're good. All right. You're listening to WHFR Dearborn, and we're about to do a